same anymore. The boy strolls.
All right, guys, welcome to the final edition, episode 11 of the 2017 Sir Walter Myler Summer of Miles podcast. We're going to try to keep this going later on, you know, possibly do an episode for pop-up cross country. We'll, of course, bring it back next year. But thanks for everybody for tuning in this year. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of good interviews. I know I've enjoyed knocking this out with Sandy. So we just wanted to do a quick recap for you guys of the weekend, hit some highlights, and thank everybody that has helped us out. And then we're going to interview a few of the guys that went sub four for the first time. So before we get into anything, Sandy, what's going on?
Pat, doing well. You know, a week out of the race, man, I'm finally starting to get back on my normal sleeping patterns and feel like I'm somewhat rested. That was an incredible weekend. So many highlights, hard to know where to begin. But let's start with the first, let's go back to Thursday. Had the runners come in. Probably one of the cooler things we did first time this year was the Adopt a Runner program, which I want to give shout out to Nate Bolin, one of our interns from the University of Virginia, came and worked with us. He's out of Chapel Hill. But we allowed runners, if they chose to opt in, to pair with a local high school, and they got to meet and kind of interact with these teams, with the athletes on Thursday, which I think was a huge success. I think we ended up having four high schools come, probably over 100 total, you know, combining the schools. And I think, how many athletes do we have who opted in for this?
So many opted in, like well over half. And each high school got to meet with, you know, two or three of these athletes. It was a lot of fun to join up with the shakeout that they do that Thursday on Meredith. So one of those things that is certainly here to stay, something I think the athletes enjoyed, the local high school athletes enjoyed. And we loved seeing it come together. This is one of our interns that thought this up. So if you're thinking about interning next year, you got some big shoes to fill.
There's no question. So that was awesome. We followed that with a great dinner at a Trophy Tap and Table.
Yep.
Exactly. And of course, just a good way to just provide the athletes with some local fare. Appreciate, we appreciate Trophy again sponsoring that. So that was a great night. Had a couple of our sponsors come in and just were able to again show that Southern hospitality with a great meal. And then, of course, we come into Friday, race day. We're going to just do a quick recap of some of the races. I mean, if you were out there, you saw the energy, you saw the results. But let's start off with the Sidious Mag presents the Raleigh Denham Mile.
You know, that was a lot of fun. A lot of my friends that are not runners seem to really, really enjoy this race. you know, there probably will be no Denham Mile come next year, so we're enjoying it while it lasts. It was a lot of fun to link up with the guys at Sidious Mag. I know Chris Chavez and Amar Musa came in town for us. Amar even ran. And then, of course, linking up with Raleigh Denham. You know, Stu did that video. Victor actually ran in the race, which was really cool to watch, too. And we had a world record. Heather Wilson, 4:58, first female to run under 5 minutes. But when we're looking at the results, that was not the only person to go under the world record. We had four women that day go under the previous world record of 5:29. So pretty strong showing from the ladies of Raleigh.
There's no question. And then, of course, we had our former intern, Alex Bozeman, come out with the men's win. So what that shows me is if you become an intern with Sir Walter Myler, big things are in your future. That's what I'm reading.
There's new pairs of jeans, at least.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be rocking a new pair of Raleigh denim. And again, appreciate Chris Varner and then Victor from Raleigh denim from coming out and putting out a gutsy performance. I will say Victor came out hard, and I think that hurt him on that last lap. But appreciate those guys coming through. I was able to talk with him and just really enjoyed them, you know, being a part again. They represent Raleigh, and so to be able to pair up with them, no pun intended, was an awesome thing.
All right, next up we had the Run Club relays, and there was madness on the track, that's for sure. A lot of folks cruising around. I don't know how many of these people had run on a track before, but a lot of neophytes, but hopefully most of them enjoyed themselves. So the first run was that Triangle Clash, which was a lot of the local running stores, you know, a lot of the local run clubs that don't have any affiliation with a brewery or bottle shop. And we saw, not to toot our own horn, but the Summer of Miles All-Stars took the win.
They rocked it.
They looked pretty good out there. They beat out Fleet Feet Raleigh, who also had a strong squad. So that was fun. And that was the race that had about 15 teams in it. So we're lucky nobody got injured. The Brewery Battle, the Nogue Run Club, back-to-back. They've been posting selfies all week. They really needed that win.
Yeah, no, they look great. But I will say there was a strong surge from the Bone and Joint Clinic, also the Bison Run Club. It was charging hard at the end. Their last leg really put them in contention. He pulled in, I mean, I think another 10 more meters, and Jamal would have really had to dove for that finish line. But the Nogue Run Club pulled it out again, and so we got it. They retained their title.
Nogue took the win over Rusty's Angels.
That's it. But shout out to Rusty and crew for a spirited second-place run.
All right, after that, we had a rousing rendition of the national anthem by my friend, Mindy Heitschu, fellow Providence Panther, ran cross-country with me in the late 90s back in Charlotte. She made the move to Raleigh with me. That kicked us off before we had the women go off.
Yeah, a tremendous amount of poise that she showed, and I think that just laid the foundation for what we would see in the men and women's elite races. The women's elite race, again, we had a great pace job done by Kenyetta, a former NC State runner, and then the women had a great race. Now, not one of our fastest to date, but you know what? They went after it that last lap, and it was really cool to, you know, result-wise, to see Amanda Eccleston finally get that win. This is her third time, if I'm saying correctly, here at Sir Walter Myler, followed by Steph Garcia in second, and then third we had
Kate Van Busker.
There we go.
Former Dookie.
And she was a last-minute add into the race, and so it was really cool to see her come out and rock with it. But just an overall great women's race. They were excited, so that was cool. And then, Pat, just walk us through that men's race again, kind of capped off the night, and what do we see out there?
You know, the men, I think it was a little different this year as well. It looked like there was some guys going for the win, and everybody else just kind of hopped on that train of, you know, running right around 60 seconds every lap and then kicking hard. As it turned out, Drew Hunter took that kick with about 300 meters out. Craig Engel certainly gave it chase, but Drew got that win in 357 low, followed by Craig. And then Isaac Yorks, representing the Brooks Beast from Seattle, got that third spot on the podium. And just that in itself, having somebody travel across the country to run in our race is really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that was really really cool for the men, just to be able to see that many, you know, 10 guys, or 9 guys rather, under 4 minutes, which of course we'll have a few first timers on later in this podcast. But awesome when we get that many guys under 4 minutes. Again, you know, a lot of the races, you know, throughout the country, you may see 3 or 4, 5 even. But to get almost 10 guys, 9 exact, that Friday night was really special. And so I think that just kind of capped off what was an incredible evening. I think we had, you know, again, we don't have anyone out there counting, but probably our largest attendance to date. You know, again, heard a lot of numbers, afraid to say anything in particular, but I think 35 to 4,000 is definitely a fair number. And that, I tell you, you could just feel it, the energy, even after the first, Gene mile, I could already tell that the hill off the track was starting to fill. You really felt like, man, we're going to have a big turnout. And which was awesome, because part of the, you know, what gets me excited is that we actually got this captured. Of course, we have all sorts of pictures, but Pat, one of the most exciting things we had this year was we had a live painting at the finish line by a guy by the name of Dan Nelson, an actual runner himself, 420 PR, was a few feet off the finish line painting a live portrait. This guy is a professional, does these at weddings and throughout cities, but came out to do one for Sir Walter Myler. And so, Pat, if someone really wanted to get a hold of this portrait, how are they going to do that?
Well, there certainly is going to be a link on the site, but probably the easiest thing to do is just get on eBay and search Sir Walter Myler. You've got until 10:06 a.m. on Friday, August 11th, to get your bid in. I think the current bid is around $700, and you know, part of this is going to go towards the 2018 Sir Walter Myler. And I'll tell you what, if you get this thing in your house, you're going to have some good parties, because this painting is legit.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And right now, at the time of this podcast being recorded, I think $701 is where the bid is now. But I suspect this will not be the final bid, and I cannot wait to see how high this thing goes. Please keep in mind that the proceeds of this, portion of the proceeds, will be going to the 2018 Sir Walter Milers. This will enable us to continue the tradition, that the rich tradition of excellence that we have started. And so this will give us a little kickstart into the into 2018. So check that out on our website, and then get on that eBay and put in a last minute bid. I do know for a fact that some folks are watching. So, you know, be prepared. If you try to get in there last minute, you won't be the only one.
That's right. And speaking of proceeds, How about that pre-party? How about that post-party?
God, Raleigh Brewing really stepped up their game this year. You know, we've, you know, again,
it was nice.
They're located very close, so geographically it makes sense, but it really appreciate them going a little bit above and beyond years past in terms of their performance, right? Again, it's a performance night, and I think we had a great turnout. I heard that people were able to get food and drinks in a timely manner on the front end, and of course, that is the best after-party post-race in Raleigh. There's no question.
No doubt. You know, every year we have a few breweries contribute some donated beers to whatever our chosen charity is. This year we went with the East Coast Greenway Alliance. All of us in Raleigh have awesome access to the Greenway. It's something that we really enjoy and take for granted. You go to another city, we can't be more lucky here. So we really wanted to raise some funds for those guys. So we had kegs donated from Linwood Brewing Concern, Bond Brothers, Brewery Bavana, Noose River, and of course our Wicked Weed beer, the Summer of Miles Pale Ale. That
huge success.
Of that were gone in about an hour. So thanks for drinking that down. I think we're planning something again with those guys next year. But we have never finished the kegs that we've had here. This year they were all gone before the race was even over. So good job, guys.
Yeah, it was a little rowdy at Everett Marist, so thank you. And speaking of donations, what makes Sir Walter's great as it is that we have interns who donate their time during the summer. So I just want to give a little shout out to a couple folks who have put in a lot of time to make Sir Walter what it was this year. Let me just name them all. Sammy George or Samantha George, former NC State All-American runner. She came in. This is actually part of a project for her to graduate. So thanks for coming out, Sammy. She did a great job the whole summer, from merch to just being on time every meeting. Next up, Nate Boland, who did, man, this guy did a lot of our social media plus the Adopt a Runner program. Really appreciate his initiative for a second straight year. You know, I think Pat's always said it takes about 2 years to get a hold of what's going on. But Alex Payne came back, University of Richmond, Spida.
The workhorse.
Yes. He has close relationships with Meredith College.
No doubt.
Yep. And he came and just, man, just a workhorse, and knows exactly how this race functions from our pop-up miles. He led the charge there to even our final night with merch. Really appreciate his effort. This is the first year of Paige Rice. We've actually known Paige's father, who runs the Portland Track Festival, and so Paige was at Duke University, and so she she came over, and I'll tell you, one of her biggest contributions, though, is her ability to work with the hospitality and our VIS and VIPs. She killed it. I told Craig, her dad, I said, we're gonna have to contract her out. She's that valuable, and she did an epic job with our VIS little corral, as well as just serving those VIPs and for those folks. She was helped with Madison Granger, another Duke. She just graduated from the MBA program there. And Madison was extremely helpful on race night. Again, really serving those folks through the Corp X and the VIS. If you were a part of that, then you benefited from their epic service. So anyhow, just want to thank our interns again for all they did. They really helped us to help put this thing on.
No doubt. A lot of help this year. You know, from the pop-up miles to the rundown to Sir Walter, everything went so smoothly because we had such a big team this year. It wasn't like it was 3-4 years ago when it was just Sandy and Logan and I running around. Yeah, we had a big squad. And, you know, speaking of that, let's go ahead and get to our team, too. You know, Michelle Ames has been with us for a few years now. She's been helping out with the hospitality, with the host families. She hosted an epic pool party for us as well.
Loved it.
Yep, Michelle's awesome. Next up, Jeff Karen, of course, has been really involved with the team, specifically in the women's race, for the past 3 years now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
So, you know, he's doing a great job putting together the best women's field in the country. So we're excited to have Jeff every year. Next up, Greg Dame, head of our operations would probably be a good way to put it.
That's a great way to put it.
He deals with the USATF officials, making sure the race is sanctioned, making sure all these marks count. A lot of the things that, you know, Sandy or Logan and I don't know about putting on an actual track meet, those are the things that Greg knows like the back of his hand. So
absolutely.
Glad to have Greg back for another year. Then we had a few noobs this year. Michael Manzi, DJ extraordinaire.
Guys, right, he moved up. He was doing DJ for the past 2 years, and we said, Michael, I want to invite you to the big leagues. He came out of the minors, and he came through. And his first year up at bat on the team, he hit it out of the ballpark. I thank Mike for, again, night of, big-time help out with logistics. And, again, even with his fiance Megan Moy, running, he was able to dial in and be extremely helpful. And if you've ever got a chance to talk to Mike, probably one of the friendliest guys you will ever meet. Extreme, just very amicable and just outgoing. Just a kind of guy you want to be with. So first off, Mike, looking forward to your wedding. Secondly, thanks for your help. And then lastly, a part of our team, we had Stuart Jones. Stuart Jones, we brought him up to the big leagues right off the bat, but with his expertise in videography and photography, we had to bring him in. Appreciate his willingness. Again, Stuart Jones, or Stu Jones Photography, that's his company, does some epic work. So if you need anything with videography, you know, you saw that with us with our Wicked Weed video, as well as the Sidious Mag Presents a Raleigh Denimile kind of teaser. Stuart Jones knows how to put together and really narrate well through all he does with the videography and photography. So look him up, StuJonesPhotography.com. He's a boss, and he was a huge help to have on the team this year.
No doubt. Yeah, Stu is great. And we have to mention as well a guy named Jason Honeycutt. He showed up at all the pop-up miles this year, took a bunch of pics. If you hadn't seen his stuff online, go check it out. It was awesome that we had a few photographers rolling around. So thank you, Jason. You did a great job. With that in mind, let's move over to Saturday morning. Let's talk about the run with the pros.
Yeah, so moving in run with the pros, again, I know some folks kind of stumbled out to the to Umstead. Pat, just on a quick side note, Umstead is getting so popular.
It's crazy.
I mean, yep. I parked in the rock quarry for the first time ever. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, the numbers were stacked this year, and those coffee mugs I've had in my attic for the past 2-3 years.
That's what brought folks out.
They were snatched up in about 5 minutes. So if you didn't get one, you know, I'm sorry.
You had plenty of opportunity, that is for sure. But that was a great time. Appreciate Jeff Karen with Elliptigo. They you know, put on. We had some donuts and coffee, or bagels rather, that went quickly. But it was just a great time to get some of the pros to come out and get to run. Shout out to Michael Ross Manzi for doing a four-mile total run out and back. He took some folks out on that Loblolly and the Company Mill Trail, so appreciate him taking some. But it's just a great way to kind of cap the weekend. And then for the last event of the weekend, 2 p.m., the Sir Walter Extra Miler.
Pat. Nice. Man, that was a good time. This is when we also put out that Wicked Weed Summer Miles Pale Ale, had a couple of kegs of that, and then we had Mr. Craig Ingles. Chops for charity, raised about $2,000 for a scholarship for a fellow runner that has passed away back in Winston-Salem. He cut off that beautiful mullet and that creepy mustache and looked a whole lot better at the end. But we had a big crowd out there, another great event to kind of cap off the weekend and just talk about the night before. Tasty Beverage Company was an excellent host. Then we had, of course, Pete and Justine from Arrow over there doing the job for Mr. Ingles. This was covered on Runner's World, so
that's right.
If you hadn't checked that out, make sure to check it out. So all that in mind, we could not do all this without the help from sponsors that we want to talk about right now.
Yeah. Pat, I appreciate how you brought that voice down to that NPR level. You know, sponsorships is a big part of why we can put on Sir Walter.
For free.
Even going back to the first year, you know, Pat and I have day jobs, Logan as well. We love, this is a labor of love. And the only reason we say that is that that sponsors play an enormous role in actually allowing us to put this on. So we'd be remiss if we didn't do a quick run through on our final ep of this Summer of Miles series to just say thank you, a big thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all you've done, to, you know, financially with in-kind gifts, but also just your support of this race as we are in our fourth year to make it even possible. So let me start off. Great Outdoor Provision Company, Chuck Millsaps, thank you. They were on first year, just being supportive of what's going on within the running community. Very, very active family. Peter Millsaps ran at Broughton and then at Wake Forest, but just an incredible family, and they've done an incredible job really celebrating the outdoors with a lot of really cool Patagonia, if I may add. Great Outdoor Provision Company here in Raleigh, now open in stores, now in Charlotte and Charlottesville. I think they have one possibly in Wilmington, but they've been on from the get-go. So to Chuck and crew at Great Outdoor, thank you so much. Next up, Trophy.
Yeah, Trophy Brewing has also been somebody that's been with us from day one, from hosting that party to, you know, they brewed a beer for us last year. We have our Raleigh Rundown after party over there. Make sure if you live in Raleigh, you've probably already been there, but get over to Trophy Pizza on Morgan, Trophy Tap and Table downtown, and of course Trophy Maywood on Maywood. They're great folks. They're putting out great beer. They got great food, and they are big supporters of the running community. So great place to spend your beer money.
Next up, I'm going to let Pat roll with this one because he goes out there personally.
Oh, Mr. Steiner Massage?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, the Steiner State Record Bonus. John Steiner has been with us for, I think, 3 years now, but has supported that Steiner State Record Bonus. And he's one of those guys that if you need some help, he's a great combo of kind of massage and PT. He will get you running again. He's worked on people that are a lot faster than I am, and they trust him. He worked on Amanda Eccleston for the race, and she won. So what else you need to know?
Yeah, the proof's in the pudding right there. Next up, we want to thank Jordan Swick with USA United States. Nice of America Track and Field, North Carolina. Let's go and get the full word there. Jordan Swick is the long distance chair and has supported our race. This is for the third year, I believe, and we appreciate their support. So that being said, if you are signing up with a club, we'd love for you to sign up with Sir Walter Running. We are now a North Carolina USATF club. We'd love for you to join us. We'll get you a singlet. Let us know. But Jordan and them do an incredible job putting on really these racing events throughout the year, and Sir Walter being one that they generously support. So we appreciate Jordan and crew. Next up, you know, we had a lot of incentives for the runners this year. Some took advantage of, and some we'll get them next year. But really want to give a shout out to Dr. Mark Graham with Waverly Hematology and Oncology. This is a locally owned practice that's based out of Cary, North Carolina, and he came to us late in the game, but he loves running. His son was a very, very talented runner from Cary Academy, ran at Stanford, and he wanted to get in the game, and so he had them with Waverly supported our race through really trying to get money to the athletes with a lot of incentives. Really appreciate his ingenuity and creativity with that. And then also, he matched those donations to two cancer foundations. One is the KL Cancer Fund and the Stop the Monster Foundation. So two organizations that both local are going to benefit from the donation from Dr. Graham and the Waverly Hematology Oncology. So really appreciate them. And lastly, the runners, just so y'all know, just for the runners out there listening, one of the perks of coming to this race every year is that if you want, you have the ability to get a free haircut at Arrow, a complimentary haircut done by probably the best beer haircut combo in Raleigh.
Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve up at Ridgewood, holding it down. But Pete Phipps and crew, they provide that. Of course, they helped Craig Ingles look a little bit better. But but they have been on board. And just another way we try to serve our athletes by providing this. And so I think I know I saw Joe Stillen took advantage this year, had three little streaks going through his hair, made him look incredible, and I'm sure some others took advantage. So again, our 2017 sponsors, we thank you. And now here's what we're going to do. I think we've nailed all of the sponsors, the team, the interns, little race recap. I'm going to ask Pat here. I think it's kind of like that end of the 60 minutes editorial. I'm going to start. I'm going to let you finish and kind of wrap up this ep right here. But just kind of a couple parting thoughts for the fans out there listening, for those who were there or may have not been there, and then we'll close this thing down. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Okay. For me, again, this has been my fourth one, third from kind of behind the scenes. I ran the first year, and then, of course, you know, Sandman Mile. It has been so much fun to see this thing grow. It has been awesome to see the folks kind of come out of the woodworks, not only to witness the event, but again, those who really want to get and be a part of it, who get what we're trying to do with the event and get behind it. I've been overwhelmed by the encouragement. Again, we do this so that really for the running community at large, you know, again, we have this Sir Walter Miler, which is one night, but just as exciting as these pop-up miles, which we saw our largest attendance to date, probably throughout the whole summer, every Tuesday night. And so a big part of this is that, you know, and through our downhill mile and then what we got going on for the fall with the pop-up cross country and some of the things we got rattling around up top. Part of this is not just for the elite athletes. Yeah, people think about Sir Walter Miler and think about the sub 4:30. But I'll be honest with you, what gets me excited is the fact that we're bringing people together. You know, people move to Raleigh, they get to hear the name Sir Walter Raleigh, or Sir Walter Raleigh, because that's what it's named, but also Sir Walter Running, and the events that we put on is, that's some guys and a crew you want to get involved with, and I think that part of the community involvement is something that I get excited as we you know, I think we always want to leave a legacy. And I feel like Sir Walter Myler, it's not just a race one night in August, but it's becoming part of this kind of larger community movement that we get to invite people into. And so I think this year, what I get most excited about is, yeah, maybe, Pat, we didn't have the fastest times to date for the men or women. But I will say what we did have is we had people from the city of Raleigh, Movers and Shakers, the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance, Raleigh Denim, others who, for the first time, wanted to get involved. I think this really validates what we're doing, because what it's saying is, yeah, we bring in national, some of the best elite runners to Raleigh, and we get to host them, we get to showcase this town. But I think that we're digging in the trenches for the long haul here. And I get excited to think about what we could do when we start to bring together and partner with other bodies and other organizations and other people who care and love this place just as much as we do. And yeah, maybe we come from the running angle, right? The fitness angle. But there are folks who are doing incredible things from downtown Alliance to real estate to just a lot of areas, from restaurants to retail, to even the homeless communities. And so I think it's about getting able to partner and be a part of where Raleigh's going. And I see Sir Walter Running as a big part of that. And I'm excited to see where it goes from there. So that is going to be my concluding thoughts, just as we recap this Summer of Miles. Is, man, incredible summer. It was an honor to meet and get to partner with folks we'd never met before. And it really gets me excited about what's to come. So, Pat, that's my kind of takeaway.
That's a lot of takeaways. But, you know, I echo a lot of those things you said. Like you mentioned about Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance, it's been fun to partner with them this year. We certainly look forward to working with them in the future in the same kind of ways they partnered with Iron Man and Rock and Roll. It was cool seeing, you know, the official Raleigh City Twitter account shout us out, Night of the Race.
Love like, it.
This is happening because the people that started 4 years ago with us have told a few friends and told a few friends and tweeted something out and put some on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, whatever. This is how this thing has grown, and it makes us want to keep doing it. You know, none of us make a dollar off this race. We put everything back into the next year. And so anytime you're throwing a dollar in the Sir Walter piggy bank at a pop-up mile, mm-hmm. or you're shooting us a Venmo, or you're buying a painting on eBay from Mr. Dan Nelson,
buy tomorrow morning.
You're supporting what we're doing, and we're going to keep growing it. We always appreciate your feedback. Feel free to send us anything, Sir Walter Myler, SirWalterRunning@gmail.com. We're all over social media, and we listen to what you say. We think this year ran smoother than any other year. There's always things that can be improved upon, but for me, one of the coolest things this year was having 13 people involved from the beginning of the summer until the end, as opposed to 3 or 4 or 5. Mm. That made everything run so much smoother and made it a lot easier on all of us. You know, I had a child this year. All of us are really busy in our own lives, but the joy that we get out of this is unparalleled. This week has been a lot of fun, just kind of going to the run clubs and jogging around and talking about it. And that'll, you know, soon wear off, but come February, March, we'll start gearing up for next year. So,
can't wait. Awesome year. So, guys, this is the Summer of Miles podcast, episode 11. You know how to get a hold of us. Come out to a local run club. Come check us out this summer at the pop-up Cross Country Miles. We're going to be back. We got an idea shaking with podcasts for the fall. But this is going to kind of wrap down for our Summer of Miles, all things the mile, celebrating what was and what is, and we're looking forward to what is to come. So I'm Sandy Roberts, and I'm here with...
Hey, I'm Pat Price. Thanks for tuning in to the Summer of Miles podcast. What we have next is a couple interviews with some of our sub-4 guys, so enjoy that.
And this is Sandy Roberts with the Summer of Miles podcast. Again, we're almost a week out from that incredible night, August 4th, for our 4th Sir Walter Myler. Awesome night. You guys saw what happened. But we're excited, kind of in this recap episode, to get a few guys on here on the podcast who broke 4 minutes for the first time. And one of those that I'm getting to talk to today is Drew Piazza. Drew, welcome today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Man, all right. So let's just go through a few. Let's go through a little of the background here. So Drew went to Virginia Tech. You transferred from New Hampshire, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, how many times were you an All-American at Virginia Tech?
Two, I think. Just indoor and outdoor.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. And did you kind of specialize in the eight? Was that your main event, or would you say you're like an A-15 guy?
I'd say I'm an eight guy, at least right now. I mean, coming into Virginia Tech, I was specializing in eight. But I think after a few indoor and outdoor meets in the mile and the 15, I realized I had some potential in the 15. And definitely my coach told me to try out this meet, the mile. And I kind of obviously wanted to come to see what I could do. And, you know, it definitely paid off making the four. So, yeah, I think I might be kind of a 15 guy later on in life. But right now I'm still an eight, I think.
Yeah, there we go. So, for those of you who don't know, Drew has a very stout 800 PR of 145 point what?
6.9, I think.
There we go. That's a real A guy. You got to know those hundreds. And just extremely impressive. Now, let's see. So, what made you want to? I mean, you've run 340 right in the 1500. Am I correct on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
you're right.
That's the metric mile at 1500, but you had never broken 4 minutes. What was kind of the motivation for wanting to come down to Raleigh and break four for the first time?
First, it was plainly just because my coach said this would be a great meet, a fast meet, and I said, sure, that should be fun. I know some place to break four. But then I started looking at the meet and like everything about it, you know, all these podcasts, the entire history about it. Like, you know, this would be a really great place to race and be a really fun environment. And I got down there, it was even more than I thought it would be, so I was really excited to be able to race. And honestly, even if I didn't break four, I'd still give up on a fast time wheel. Just kind of, being able to break four in this race was honestly just kind of an amazing feeling for the entire year. I thought my season was over after USA's, but to get another race like this and have another amazing feeling after a race was just phenomenal. I'm just extremely happy I did it. Came down.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of walk us through, I mean, were you checking the splits per at the 800, no. at the 4.8? Where were you kind of mentally during the race?
Mentally, my plan was, I actually took a few days off after USA's, and I wasn't necessarily, I didn't think I lost any fitness, but I wasn't totally sure where I was. And I was doing some workouts before the actual race itself, and it was hard to do it by myself, so I wasn't necessarily sure how fit I was. So my plan was just to stick to the back of the pack. I heard the pace was going through, you know, fast, 225, 2009 meters. But I didn't look at splits. I think I may have seen the four in the first lap. I saw 64, and I was like, oh, boy, I really hope that's wrong. But I went through the first 400, and I just kind of wanted to stay until someone made a move. But it seemed kind of like it just gradually picked up. And as soon as it started gradually picking up, I'm like, well, I feel okay right now. I just got to stick with the pack. And then last lap, I just told myself just to go, and with 100 meters to go, just get rid of anything I possibly could. But there was no, it wasn't a plan to try to necessarily win. It was just trying to hang in there and see how fast I could run in the pack.
And then I assume you saw your time on the performance board. What will be that kind of lasting memory you'll take away from that time, from this, when you saw you saw your name and that sub four time?
So it was funny because after I finished, I didn't know what the board was, and I was looking around and asking all the fans, like, did I break four? Did I break four? And everyone was like, I think you did. I think you did. And then the announcer said, were you announced? I'm not sure if it was announced, but they said, we got four under four. I'm like, oh, I didn't make it. And I heard, wait, we got eight. We got nine. And I'm like, oh, I definitely did it. And I started freaking out. But then my best friend here actually started freaking out, I think, more than I did. He started jumping up and down and pushing me. And I just think about the fact that I could break four in the field and, like, with this. And my friend freaking out with me, it was just an unbelievable experience just to be, you know, to share my best friend, also just to be able to break four. You know, this late in the summer too. So I just got also standing on the stands with the American flag, and you know, being recognized for that too is also a great memory. I'll just always keep moving.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what we're about. As you guys know, we want first-time sub-4 guys, and you're our target audience, and so we were just thrilled to be able to celebrate with you. So this was your first Sir Walter Myler. How would you just describe the overall experience?
Oh my God, unbelievable. So there's a lot of meets that you just go to run fast, and then the fans are there to watch run fast times. But it seems like this meet so much different because the fans were there not for the fast times, but for the entire environment. It wasn't just a meet. It was more like a family community event where everyone was just so happy for everyone else. The runners were so happy for the fans to be there, and the fans were just so happy that the runners were there, you know, just to be at their hometown. And it was just really an actual family and community environment. Just to be a part of that was just an humble, beautiful experience just to have that. You know what I mean? Like, some meets to just run for fast time or run for the enjoyment of just, you know, to pay some money and go see it. But this was more just like, you know, everyone have fun, everyone have a great experience, and come back again next year. And I just really love that.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. That's what it's about. And the fans love when guys go under four. So they were rooting for you for sure. Well, real quick, Drew, go ahead and hit us with your plans for the coming year. Running-wise, school, work, what you got going on?
Mm-hmm. So this year, I decided, well, I'm not 100% decided yet, but the plan is just I still have to finish my degree at Virginia Tech. So I'm going to be training in Blacksburg for one more year under Coach Thomas and try to get faster, as fast as I can. I'll still finish my degree. I don't plan on going professional yet. I just kind of want to get my degree and focus on that. And then we'll see what happens next year, where I'm at, either indoor or outdoor next year. And no crazy plans yet. But for now, we're just, you know, trying to get faster.
Awesome. Well, Drew, again, man, thanks for coming down to Raleigh. You put on a real show for the crowd, and it was an honor to have you down. So, again, this is Drew Piazza, a Virginia Tech Hokie. Came down to break 4 minutes for his first time running 3:59.03. I think preliminarily we have him as the 490th American ever.
I think that's true.
To go under 4 minutes, which is just an incredible feat, man. So we were cheering for you. Thrilled that you did that down here at a race, and it was an honor to meet you, man. So look forward to hopefully seeing you next year.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Absolutely. Have a good one.
Got it. Yeah.
All right, guys, how about that interview with Drew Piazza from Sandy? Good stuff, pretty exciting. We're about to get into the next one with Andrew Dusing, another first-time sub-4 guy. But before that, we wanted to give a quick shout-out to our Corpex group this year. These are folks that brought their employees out to the VIP section at Sir Walter. Todd and North Raleigh Family Eye Care. At Chasing Oprah on Twitter, follow him. Sean at E3, great guy, great coach, great runner, all that good stuff. And of course, our friends Tim Kirk, Owen Ryan over at Ultra Running, had a good spot, had been with us for a few years. So, you know, get a better boss, hang out with these guys, and they'll get you VIP status. But here we go. Here's me and Andrew Ducey. All right, guys, on the line today, we are excited to have Andrew Dusing, who was the 491st American to break 4 in the mile this past Friday at the Sir Walter Miler. Andrew came to us from Miami of Ohio. He was 6th at the NCAA 1500. He had a PR going in of 3:40.99 in the 1500 before Friday, and of course, we were hoping he would break 4, and he did that. So I'd like to welcome to the Summer Miles podcast, Andrew Dusing. How you doing, Andrew?
Good. Thanks, Pat. How's it going over there?
It's going good. You know, we're about a week out from the race from last week, and everybody's still excited about here. And we certainly, one of our goals every year is to have some new guys break 4. And this year was we had 4 guys do it, which is the most we've ever had, and you were one of them. So take us a little bit through the race. How did it go, in your opinion?
Yeah, no, it definitely was an exciting race. And, you know, we were told last night kind of what the pacer was going to go through, and I didn't know if I was in that quick shape. I think he was aiming for 225 through 809, which is pretty quick. And I was like, you know, I thought maybe I was in 357-ish type shape. So I thought, you know, I'll get behind people and let the pros kind of do the work and take me through. But after the first lap and everyone, no one really wanted to lead, I think there was, you know, just a lot of prize money on the line. And I think people started racing for that. And so, yeah, it came through in like 64, I think, actually, for me. And then at that point, I like realized I need to start moving up, or, you know, start contributing. So I got up, similar to kind of how NCAAs were, got behind Craig for a decent bit of it, and just kind of rode the mullet for the next couple laps. And then with the lap to go, I was kind of feeling it, but, and someone shouted, like, you need a 57. and I've been somebody who's like closed pretty well the last couple of meets. So, you know, with the laps go, I felt pretty good about the 57 and, found myself in a good place with 200 left and, thought I could, you know, maybe squeak into the top five, but, these guys are quick. So, ended up taking eighth, but, you know, I was just happy to break four.
For sure. Well, there was a wash of you guys coming in and kind of running into the swarm of fans that were down there in the home stretch. So talk about, I guess, that last little bit of coming down the last 100 and then, you know, kind of walking back over and watching the clock.
Yeah, no, it was very cool. It kind of felt like I'm a big cycling and Tour de France fan.
Yeah, me too. So it
kind of felt like a Tour de France race with the crowd like right on you. Like if you stick your elbow out, you might hit one. But I thought it was great. You know, it was such great energy the fans brought. And once I finished, I kind of walked. Logan grabbed me. And he's like, "I think you did it." I'm like, "Well, don't tell me if you think. Like now I'll be disappointed." So. And there was a little like delay in the timing, so we were waiting around a little bit, and then Logan came running over and just like hugged me and grabbed me. He's like, "You did it! Like you for sure did it! Like you're good!" And I actually walked with Drew Piazza out to the grass, and we both I think puked a little bit. so we put in like a hard work effort. I puke after most races, so it wasn't uncommon.
Well, that was certainly an earned one there.
Yeah. It's like I remember puking after like 202 800 in high school. So this is glad nothing's changed, but this one feels a lot better. And then it was kind of nice though. You just got to stand out there. Everyone's cheering outside you're outside the stadium watching it all. And just kind of, it was a nice moment for me to just take it all in and then walk back to, you know, I couldn't not celebrate for that long. You know, I had to go back and run around, grab the flag and all that was very cool and felt like a rock star thing for one of the few moments in my life. People asking me for photos and stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
Good to hear. That's certainly our goal, and you're one of those guys that was kind of, you know, on our radar and also kind of on the bubble earlier. You know, we got a nice call from your coach, and certainly we're glad that it worked out, and it just validated you coming and running well, running that sub-4. So we're certainly excited that you were able to experience it at Sir Walter Myler. So with all that in mind, you know, kind of what's next for you?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Like I said, I was going to take a break after this race. And then some people at the meet were like, "Hey, no, you got to call this guy, get into this race and do this." And so, yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to figure out if there's another race. If not, you know, the season's gotten long. You know, I've been going hard at it since probably late December. So maybe take a little time off and then, you know, I'm planning on ramping back up. There's Nate Brennan, lives in Cleveland. I'm currently working in Cleveland right now, and he's a multiple-time Olympian. And so we've been kind of exchanging texts, trying to figure out if our schedules can work out so we could work out together.
Nice.
And yeah, I'm fielding some emails now, kind of seeing what's out there. So I can't say really, I don't know what's next, but you know, running's definitely always going to be a part of my life. I'd like to do a couple more miles, and so we'll see. We'll see if there's something this year, but it's going to wait till indoor.
Excellent. Well, Andrew, thanks for joining us today. Once again, congratulations on running that sub-4, and we certainly wish you the best in the future.
Thanks, Pat. And thanks for, you know, helping organize and everyone else in the Sir Walter group that, you know, made this possible. It really meant a lot to me, and I know a lot of the other runners.
Awesome.
All right, guys, how about those two interviews? Just makes you want to go out there and run a sub-4 mile, huh?
Yes, although it's a lot harder than that. But maybe go out and run just period, right, Pat?
Yeah, that's what this is for some fun inspiration. So just like every other episode, feel free to hit us up. We're going to keep the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook up. We're going to try to do something before we get to those pop-up cross-country meets in October. So feel free to send any ideas you have for those our ways. But once again, summermiles.com, we'll have the archive of everything up there. You know, get this on iTunes, Stitcher, yeah, whatever.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's where we got them all up there. So for one last time,
with my co-host here,
Sandy Roberts,
Pat Price, Summer Miles. We're out.
All right. But I'm above the rim, and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you. Yo, I took you.